Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
There'll be some readings from Pastor Barry Mulligan, who's our chaplain from the police department. And it's my understanding also there's a colleague and a friend who also want to speak, and also the father, he wants to speak also.
This has got to be one of the toughest things you've done as mayor.
I have never, ever, and I've been the mayor numerous times, I have never had to do anything like this before. And it's difficult.
I think what touched everybody about this story is that both the mother and the father ran back in to save their child. In many cases, that doesn't happen. It can't happen. But they ran in to save their child.
I think that's the, I would have to say that's the instinct of any parent. They're going to do whatever they have to do to try to do and save their child. And was the woman a hero in my eyes? Absolutely. You know, no question about it. I think my wife would have probably done the same thing. And I would have tried to do the same thing. I mean, I was a volunteer fireman for many years in town. But, that was heroic. And I can't thank my volunteer fire companies and the EMS services from my town and the neighboring towns who came to assist. The rescue effort alone was a lot for them. And I'm sure that it's not easy on them either to go through something like that.
One thing that I heard from a neighbor that struck me was that there had been a thought that the dog may have escaped during the fire, and there were 100 people out looking for this dog because they wanted the surviving daughter to have her dog.
Correct. And, you know, it was our understanding, too. And I guess with all the commotion, they felt that the dog did get out of the house and took off. They flew up drones. They had a lot of people out there walking through the neighborhood. I know people were driving around in their cars looking for the dog. And when they did get back into the house yesterday, unfortunately, the dog was in the house and had expired from the fires.
But it does show you that the community really rallies around people who experience tragedies like
this. Absolutely. And all I can say is I'm thankful and very proud of the residents of my town that came out and did whatever they had to do to search for the dog, to do the fundraising they have, and the support that's come out. I mean, it's overwhelming. And it's like I said, I'm very proud to be the mayor and extremely proud to have been born and raised in this town. And you see what the community is really about. And this is what it's about.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.